Guitarist Stanley Yates and the Fleurus Strings performing Viotti's Violin Concerto in E minor, as arranged for guitar by the late 18th century French guitarist Doisy. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring three concertos by Italian composers this week. In a moment, we'll hear a guitar concerto by a 21st century Italian composer. But next is a corrente by the 18th century Italian guitar virtuoso and professional gambler Francesco Corbetta. Pierre Pitzel and Private Music performing a corrente by Francesco Corbetta. Giovanni Albini is a young 21st century Italian composer and mathematician. This is his Chorale Double Concerto for Violin and Guitar. David Alonia is the violinist with guitarist Giorgio Mirto and La Cameristi Ambrosiane, conducted by Dario Garignani. Thank you. Giovanni Albini's Chorale, Double Concerto for Violin and Guitar. David Alagna was the violinist with guitarist Giorgio Mirto and La Cameriste Ambrosiane, conducted by Dario Garignani. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Valse Opus 8 No. 3 by Augustin Barrios Mangoré. It's performed by Raphael Foyatre. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Raphael Foyatre performing the Valse Opus 8 No. 3 by Augustin Barrios Mangoré. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic. And our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Live is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.